example, the heter on Chol HaMoed, the difference between Maisa Uman and Maisa Hedit. So Tzorchei Moed are permitted in a Maisa Hedit, not in a Maisa Uman. For the purpose of Ochel Nefesh, it's Mutter even a Maisa Uman. But for regular Tzorchei Moed, it's permitted a Maisa Hedit, not a Maisa Uman. So when it comes to writing on Chol HaMoed, writing something on Chol HaMoed, so writing in a way which will come out looking professional is considered Maisa Uman, and that's a problem. A person does calligraphy, a person does fancy writing, anything of that sort, that's going to be a problem. When it comes to Lashon HaKodesh, so therefore a person wants to address the needs of a sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzos, so there's no tzarich hamoed, they're not going to be permitted. So write in the average writing, what's called ksav meshita, the Ramah says the minhag is that it's mutter for tzarich hamoed. This was our cursive that we write for Lashon for Hebrew, and that's permitted in a Chol HaMoed. The minhag is, he says, if you're just writing a letter or something of that sort, that the first line you should slant. You should write the first line in a slant. Regards to writing in other languages, some poskim say that's the same thing as ksav meshita. Some say not. In Lashon HaKodesh, we actually have two different ways of writing it. What's the ksav ashuris and another way, and that's why it's mutter. Whereas in other languages, basically, just say you have your regular alphabets, and there's no shina between printing or cursive. But the Maisa, you can decide, Mekana, that's for Tzarech HaMoed. A person has to write a check, a person has to write something, but a person has no need to write, or a child wants to write for their enjoyment of the Chol HaMoed, that's going to be permitted. What about using the computer, etc.? So this is interesting. When the computers first started coming out and addressing this issue, it was an interesting question. It doesn't require any great skill to use a computer. So the definition of Maisa Uman is the skill involved in it. It doesn't require any skill. On the other hand, the results are much prettier and much nicer. The result, is the definition of Maisa Uman in the skill involved. The definition of Maisa Uman is the result you're going to make. So Moshe Zatzel held the main thing was the skill involved in doing it. So therefore, using a computer, etc., these type of things for a valid Tzarech HaMoed, a person has to write something up. He needs for the purpose of Moed, that's going to be permitted. There are others who disagree with the Moshe and say that the Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal and others who disagreed and said that the definition of Maisa Uman is the result, and therefore it is an issue. But the Maisa, you can go with the Moshe's Pesach, that's going to be, that you can rely on that that's considered not a Maisa Uman, and that's Mutter. Again, if it's only if a person has a valid Yom Tifni, Chol HaMoed, thank you very much. Have a good morning.